this was a dangerous, fast-moving fire. Here's Douglas County Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler at the blaze 2 hours after it began.
I'm sitting on a road right now, and the smoke is so thick that I'm going to turn around. I'm not going to drive any further for fear I'll run into somebody that I can't see.
It took 30 hours to get the forest fire under control and allow people back into their homes. 17 homes and cabins were burned. Ray Dewar's logging company admitted their equipment started the Gehrman Road fire, but failed to mention that their fire suppression equipment didn't work. DNR Forest Protection Director Trent Marty says the operator had a high-pressure system that only dribbled out water. He says had it been in working order, it could have stopped the fire.
Based on statements we had from the operator, he said he thought he had caught the fire with a bottle of Gatorade and a little bit of drinking water and things in that regard. They thought he had actually caught the fire, had it suppressed, sat down to rest. We believe the 15 gallons of pressurized water would have made a difference.
So the DNR is billing Dewar Logging $600,000.
That's based on all the costs that we had to pay as a department for all the fire departments, the other agencies that came to help us. Of course, we've had air resources from Minnesota and Ontario assisted on the fire and things like that.
Marty says other questions remain under investigation, including whether the state should have stopped logging until things greened up. He says a final report will be out in November. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.